So, having moved in all of the parts, Mr. Van Oort.
Yes, on the printed bill. When my commissioner testified at the public hearing, there were a couple other additional items that since the printing of the bill that we were going to ask the committee to consider. They're on page 5 and 6 of his written testimony.
Yes.
I would consider them both kind of technical flavor of money questions. The first one was Callahan Mine. All Callahan Mine funding emanates from the general fund. None of it's coming from the highway fund. And in past years, every time we got an allocation, there was a personal service allocation in there because we do have people in the department that work on this project. That was not there before. It would be in the thing that, from the commissioner that looks like this on the front page, his testimony on page 5 at the bottom. And this was to just create a personal service allocation in accordance with prior Callahan Mine provisions.
Senator Collins, good afternoon.
Mr. Van Oort, when do we expect to be completed with this project?
As soon as the federal government comes up with 90% of the roughly, you know, $20 to $30 million remediation cost, which is the agreement with them. In terms of the state has over the course of the last several years, I think by 6 or 7 different appropriations up in the Appropriation Committee, allocated a total of $5.4 million towards the design and structure of this, getting it into a place where they're paying 90%. This is one of these situations where Superfund is, by definition, not a satisfying activity. But this is the best Superfund site project that we've had in terms of reducing the upfront costs and getting the federal government to assume the highest percentage. We're at a 90-10 split. I believe that next budget cycle there will be a request for one more, just a few $100,000 for us to be able to do our part. And then it sits and waits until the federal government, through its appropriations process, come up with the 90% of the money to do the continuing remediation on site, which again is in the tens of millions, $20 to $30 million at 90% federal share. So the short answer to your question is I don't know, because it depends on what Congress does and when they come up with their share. But what I do know is that we have minimized the state liability going forward. The money spent to date, although by its very nature unsatisfying, has been well spent to minimize the liability of the state of Maine.
Just want to go on the record as saying I have received verbal testimony from two colleagues of mine in the Maine Senate. They went down to the site this past summer, fall, depending on when they were doing some work down there. And it was their observations that the site had pretty much sealed itself off because there was sedimentation, mud, that collected on the top of this project, and it was kind of like in a dormant state. Now, when they went down, when the crew went down to continue their work, it was their observations that all they did was, excuse the expression, muddy the waters.
Dig it up, yeah.
Yeah. And they were wondering, and they were asking me, since we are somewhat involved in this here, the Transportation Committee, why they're still progressing with this work, and I didn't have an answer for them.
Well, the short answer is that's what the federal government is requiring us to do. The state of Maine was a potentially responsible party by virtue of the fact that they granted a mining arrangement, and the state received royalties back in the 60s. We have made. I know of the senator's visit. We were there.
Oh, you were.
Yep, and engaged them fully. Understand the sentiment. Again, DOT's role is one of minimizing the expense to the state. I mean, that's what our job has been, so and continues to be. along with DEP, who is the regulator, if you will, and we've created this, these roles and responsibilities. We understand that observation. We shared it. We have argued it before the EPA. We're doing everything we can to minimize the cost to the state of Maine. And the fact that the federal government is on the hook for 90 cents on every dollar that is spent out there, we think is probably the best incentive to make sure they don't spend money without any tangible environmental benefit.
Well, okay, I guess I'm somewhat satisfied with your explanation, although I don't totally agree with, because it's federal dollars, so don't worry about it, because it's all tax dollars that's being spent on this project. But I guess in lieu of holding this proceedings up any further, I'll defer to somebody else who may have some questions about it.
Senator Dunn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In appropriations on the 124th, we were told that would be the second year of the 124th was the last payment that would be made.
Mm-hmm.
The question I have is, is it in a situation now that every dollar that's spent by the feds, the state of Maine is going to be required to come up with 10% of that?
That would, yes.
So if the feds continue on with their whatever it is they think they need to do, we're going to be on the hook for that until that project stops receiving federal funds.
That's correct. And if you take the worst case scenario of a $30 million, the state is at a $3 million liability for that. The phaser now is still in design and deciding what to do. You're still in that phase. That is at 100% state cost. We did that strategically because designing the fix is really where the big money decisions are made, and we wanted to try to control that process. I do understand that that process went on longer than any of us would have hoped. When I deal with the project people on this, it's they probably feel exactly the way I feel right now. Wait a minute. We said we'd be done. Why aren't we done?
Right.
Why aren't we done? And there's always a very technical environment. As the if you're listening, Bugs and Bunnies reason that you have to do study and get the facts, because if you say we're just done and we won't pay anymore, we couldn't get to the 90-10 split. We couldn't get to the place we needed to get to minimize the liability. So it is, I'll reiterate where I started, it's inherently an unsatisfying process. It does sound hollow that this is the best, great, you know, Superfund site, lowest cost kind of, that there, I believe that all to be true, but it's still inherently unsatisfying.
Yeah. The real answer, thank you for that, the real answer is we will never be out of this until the project is completely cleaned up, because the federal dollars will always be spent on that continuum. Is that an accurate statement?
Until the feds say they're done, we're in. The nature of Superfund.
Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Bruce, how big is this site? How many acres is it roughly?
Oh, goodness.
500-600 acres?
I don't think it's that big.
Do we have the one page?
And who holds title to that land?
A trust of someone who it was structured specifically by council. I don't know if it's D.C. or Boston or New York. I mean, I just foresee this. Someone specifically bought it in trust to shield themselves from this kind of liability. They would be willing, in fact, they've asked, to transfer it to the state of Maine. Becoming the title holder of this site is probably not in the best long-term financial interest of the state of Maine, so we have refused that to date. But your answer is it's a trust controlled by an out-of-state individual who structured it specifically. The only reason they would take it is to be shielded from this kind of Superfund liability.
Do we have a lien on that property?
I don't believe so, because you don't want to take any right title and interest in that property. It just makes things worse for you. The reason we're in is because of the potentially responsible party, or the fact that we granted a lease back in the 60s for mining.
The only thing that I guess that bothers me about all this is we're going to spend all this state money and all this federal money, and we're going to clean this place up, and then somebody's going to have a valuable piece of property in the end. And I would hate to see, through legal maneuvering, people end up with that kind of value and just...
No, there was a time at a different point in time earlier in this project that I was feeling exactly the way you did, and I started thinking about, okay, what beneficial reuse to the public could there be, whether it's passive recreation, there's a wildlife sanctuary nearby, or that kind of thing. Is there, and, you know, and on top of the tailings pile, it's a great view of, you know, of Maine Maritime Academy and across the bay and all that. And so I started, you know, what could we do? And that kind of romantic notion gets flushed away very quickly when you deal with bugs and bunnies, scientists, and how long and the potential cost and liability, to the extent where, and I'm sure the owner who did structure this deal had visions along those lines too. I think those visions are gone at this point, and so they're offering to give it to us. You know, and no one wants to take it. So I don't think there's going to be a gorgeous piece of... actually, it is. It's actually pretty real estate. You know, it's Cape Rouge. You know, and when it's all capped and, you know, that kind of thing, it will look nice, but you just can't drill a well. You just can't use it for anything that would have... commercial viability. I mean, we were thinking very outside the box in terms of golf courses or anything else. You know, there's a lot of ponds already, but you don't want to lose your ball in there and go wading. You know, it's just, you know, I don't see it. We kind of thought that creatively, because it was kind of our job to minimize liability, and a long-term takeout by the state could be a way of minimizing liability. It just doesn't appear to be there.
Okay.
Senator Collins.
When I was a member of the 121st Maine Legislature, a member of the Maine House of Representatives, we were dealing with this then, 2004.
Yep. Well, we've been dealing with it ever since we granted a mining lease in 1967.
All right, so we have a $15,000 piece for personal transfer all other personal services to cover the cost of the MDOT personnel administering the project. Representative Terrio.
That's a request that the commissioner made, is that it?
Yes.
And so we'll need to move it in?
Second. Motion made and seconded to move that piece in. Any further discussion? Senator Diamond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Why do you need permission to transfer this?
Because it's in the... Yeah, if it's not money in personal services, we can't charge against it.
No, but this is the only way you can get the $15,000. I mean, couldn't you have done this through the budget anyway?
What, like financial order or something like that?
Something
not while you're in session.
Okay.
Any further questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? All opposed? Move it in. Sam, what's next?